Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Conflict in West Asia intensifies further as American forces destroy 16 Iranian vessels, besides targeting Iranian ballistic missile and drone production facilities. International Energy Agency agrees to release 400 million barrels of emergency oil reserves amid West Asia tension. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore praises India's role in stabilizing global oil prices. Britain's Parliament approves bill to remove remaining hereditary peers from House of Lords. And World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 begins in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. Conflict in West Asia has intensified over the past several hours, with fresh military action reported across the region. Two drones fell in the vicinity of Dubai International Airport this afternoon, leaving four people injured. Two Ghanaian nationals and one Bangladeshi national sustained minor injuries, while an Indian citizen suffered moderate injuries. Meanwhile, the U.S. Central Command said that American naval forces destroyed 16 Iranian vessels, believed to be involved in laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. forces also targeted Iranian ballistic missile and drone production facilities. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Tensions in the region has escalated after Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps issued a new warning today. In its statement, the IRGC declared that any vessel belonging to the United States, Israel or any allied nation passing through Strait of Hormuz will now be considered as a legitimate target. Iranian military commanders have also reiterated that they will not allow even a single liter of oil to leave the region as long as bombardment of Iranian cities continues. Meanwhile, the Gulf Cooperation Council has entered a state of unified high alert, declaring regional security is indivisible following the Iranian attacks that has reached all the six member states. While Saudi Arabia and the UAE have intercepted the highest volume of strikes, including a barrage of six ballistic missiles aimed at Riyadh's Prince Sultan Air Base early in this morning, Qatar and Kuwait have also reported direct interceptions over residential and energy infrastructure, including a disruption of Qatar's vital LNG exports. Even Oman, traditionally the region's neutral mediator, has seen its coastal oil tankers targeted. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The International Energy Agency, IEA, has agreed today to release the largest volume of emergency oil reserves in its history amid escalating tensions in West Asia. According to media reports, the Paris-based agency will make 400 million barrels available from members' strategic reserves. IEA member nations currently hold over 1.2 billion barrels of public emergency oil stocks, along with an additional 600 million barrels of industry stocks maintained under government obligation. The decision follows a sharp deterioration in the regional security situation after Iran, responding to U.S. and Israeli strikes, attacked commercial shipping across the Persian Gulf, and effectively halted cargo movement through the Strait of Hormuz. India today reiterated that targeting commercial shipping and endangering innocent civilian crew members or otherwise impeding freedom of navigation and commerce should be avoided. In a statement regarding the attack on a Thai ship, Mayuri Nari, in the Straits of Hormuz, the External Affairs Ministry said that India deplores the fact that commercial shipping is being made a target of military attacks in the ongoing conflict in West Asia. The Thai ship was bound for Kandla in India. The ministry expressed concern that precious lives, including of Indian citizens, have already been lost in multiple such attacks in the earlier phase of this conflict, and the intensity and lethality of the attacks only seems to be increasing. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore today appreciated India's role in maintaining stable oil prices around the world. In a social media post, Mr. Gore said that the U.S. recognizes ongoing purchases of Russian oil are a part of this effort. He added that India is one of the largest consumers and refiners of oil. Mr. Gore also opined that it is essential for the U.S. and India to work hand in hand for market stability for citizens of both the countries. Romania's top defense body today approved a request from the United States to increase its troop presence and use of the NATO country's air bases to facilitate its ongoing military operations in West Asia. Romania President Nicos Ordan informed this after a meeting of the Supreme Council of National Defense, which was convened to discuss the impact of the West Asia conflict. The agreement would allow for temporary deployment of U.S. troops and military equipment. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Britain's Parliament has approved legislation to remove the remaining hereditary peers from the House of Lords, bringing an end to a centuries-old system in which aristocrats held seats in the upper chamber by birth. The government says member in the upper house should not be secured by birth.
The House of Lords passed the Hereditary Peers Bill last evening, fulfilling a reform launched more than 25 years ago and a key manifesto pledge from Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour government to modernise the upper chamber. In a statement, the leader of the House of Lords, Angela Smith, said that the Lords played a vital role within our bicameral parliament, but nobody should sit in the House by virtue of an inherited title. Before the reform, 92 hereditary peers were still allowed to sit and vote in the upper chamber. This arrangement was introduced as a temporary compromise after more than 600 hereditary members were removed in 1999 under Tony Blair, the former Labour Prime Minister. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Ukrainian forces have struck a major Russian military factory in the Bryansk border region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the factory produced electronics and components for Russian missiles. Ukraine's military said British Storm Shadow missiles were used in the strike on the Kremniel plant. Meanwhile, Russian authorities said that at least 6 civilians were killed and 42 injured in the attack, while the Kremlin accused Britain of involvement. 2 people were killed after powerful storms triggered tornadoes across parts of the U.S. today, destroying homes in Illinois and Indiana. The powerful storm also brought heavy rain, hail and strong winds as it moved through the region. According to local media reports, fewer than 10 people were injured in the storms, which also brought down trees and power lines. U.S. National Weather Service warned that the severe weather system, which brought rain and hail across parts of the Midwest, could generate intense tornadoes, damaging winds and very large hail from the southern plains to the southern Great Lakes. Parts of Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky and Ohio state remained under high alert today. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, 3 persons were killed today after a series of explosions believed to have been caused by drones in downtown Goma. The rebel group M23 blamed the government for carrying out the attack. Meanwhile, the government has not commented on the incident and no group has claimed responsibility. The Rwanda-backed M23 is one of the more than 100 armed groups fighting Congolese forces in the mineral-rich eastern DRC. The group occupies large swathes of eastern DRC and has established parallel administrations in the territories it controls. On to sports now. The World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 began today in New Delhi and will continue till the 13th of this month. India's top para-athletes, including Paris 2024 gold medalists Sumit Antil, Pramil Kumar and Mariappan Thangavelu, are expected to participate in the event. The 3-day event will provide 74 international classification slots for athletes across different categories. Athletes from 8 nations, that is India, Russia, Nepal, Bhutan, Hong Kong, Serbia, Bosnia and Egypt, are taking part in the competition. India has fielded the largest contingent with around 219 athletes competing across various track and field events. In the previous edition, India topped the medals table with a total of 134 medals, including 45 gold, 40 silver and 49 bronze in 2025. And in some more news, India has dispatched humanitarian assistance to support ongoing relief efforts in Madagascar. In a social media post, spokesperson of MEA Ranthir Jaiswal informed that Indian Air Force C-17 aircraft carrying 12 tons of medical aid and 18 tons of disaster relief material landed in Antananarivo. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Conflict in West Asia intensifies further as American forces destroy 16 Iranian vessels besides targeting Iranian ballistic missile and drone production facilities. International Energy Agency agrees to release 400 million barrels of emergency oil reserves amid West Asia tension. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore praises India's role in stabilizing global oil prices. Britain's Parliament approves bill to remove remaining hereditary peers from House of Lords. And World Para-Athletics Grand Prix 2026 begins in New Delhi. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.